So let's review. Zog the Mishnah. Tikr she'en ale maziva. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Bishami Omer mefakfek v'noitel achas mebein taim. Ubeisil Omer mefakfek v'noitel achas mebein taim. Remei Omer, noitel achas mebein taim v'en mefakfek. A roof of boards with no plaster on it. Rabbi Yehuda says, according to Bishami, you loosen all the boards and remove one board from between every two boards, where he will put schach kosher. And according to Beisil, you loosen or remove one board from between every two. Remeir says, you remove one board from between every two boards, but loosening them does not help. The Gemara explains, there are two possible halachic problems with a tikra she'en ale maziva. Tasav aleim na'asik. You shall make it and not use something which is already made. The sukkah must be made initially in a way that it's kosher, valid to fulfill the mitzvah. If it was made pasul in an invalid way and then fixed, it remains pasul. The sukkah can only become kosher with a new asiyah, a new act of making the sukkah, in this case, loosening or removing some boards. Gzeres tikra. The gzer of using boards that look like a roof. Now, we can understand Beis Hillel's requirement to either loosen the board or remove it completely because otherwise, there's a problem of tasav aleim na'asik, and the Beis Hillel are not concerned about gzeres tikra. However, why do Beis Shammai require both? After all, to rectify tasav aleim na'asik, b'chadasagi, either loosening or removing would be enough. To rectify Gezeres Tikra, only removing every other board would alleviate that problem, and loosening them would neither help nor be necessary. The Gemara concludes that Beis Shammai is indeed concerned with Gezeres Tikra as well, and they mean to say that every other board must be removed whether you loosen the boards or not. This seems to be the opinion of Remeir, Neutel Achaz Mebein Taim Ve'en Mefakfik. However, the Gemara explains that Remeir is saying that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel do not disagree about this. Remeir holds that the Beis Hillel are also concerned about Gezeres Tikra. Therefore, they both say that every other board must be removed, which will rectify both issues, Tasov Aloim and Asoy and Gezeres Tikra. But loosening them does not alleviate Gezeres Tikra. Since we generally follow the Beis Hillel, the Machlokes essentially is, the Remeir is like Gezeres Tikra, Rabbi Yehuda less like Gezeres Tikra. The Gemara asks that we already know this from the Mishnah on the previous daf. Mesachim b'nesarim div Rabbi Yehuda, Remeir Oyser. After rejecting one answer that the previous Mishnah is talking about smooth boards, and the issue is Gezeres Kalim, the Gemara concludes that the Mishnah is repeated because Rabbi Yehuda wants to support his position by arguing, Hai svar le Beis Shammai hu de islahu, u Beis Hillel lo gazri. It is only Beis Shammai and not Beis Hillel who subscribe to the Gezeres Tikra. Remeir responds, the Beis Hillel also subscribe to Gezeres Tikra. This explanation is in accord with Rav, who says that Remei and Rabbi Yehuda argue regarding boards that are four tefachim wide about Gezeres Tikra. However, according to Shmuel, who says that Remei and Rabbi Yehuda argue about boards that are less than four tefachim, but if they're four tefachim, even Rabbi Yehuda says they're asur because of Gezeres Tikra, what is the machlokes in our Mishnah? The Gemara resolves this by reinterpreting our Mishnah. Remei and Rabbi Yehuda are actually arguing about bitulei tikra. Does loosening the boards constitute nullifying their status as a roof? Rabbi Yehuda says loosening them accomplishes this, and Remei says loosening them is not enough. Zok the Mishnah. Hamakaras sukase b'shvudin oy baruchas hamita. Im yesh revach b'nein k'moysin k'shera. Someone who covers his sukkah with spits or the sides of a bed, both of which are not kosher v'schach. If there is a space between each one that is equal to the size of the spit or side of the bed themselves, which he fills with schach kosher, the sukkah is valid. The Gemara points out that our Mishnah seems to be saying that the invalid schach is acceptable even if part is kaimed. The invalid schach is equal in quantity to the valid schach, upon which the Gemara cites a machlekes regarding Shabbos. Part is kaimed. Rav Papa Amar Mutter, Rav Hunan Breid Yeshua Amar Aser, an area enclosed by walls with gaps equal to the standing walls. Rav Papa says one may carry there, and Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua says one may not carry there. Our Mishnah seems to contradict Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua. The Gemara provides two answers. Benichnis v'yotze. And the Gemara adds b'ma'adiv. The spaces are large enough for the spits to be removed and replaced easily without bumping the schach. This means those gaps are actually wider than the spits, so that when they are filled in with valid schach, there is more schach kosher than schach pasul. The spits were placed lengthwise, and the valid schach were placed crosswise above it, or vice versa. And since the valid schach is perpendicular to the spit, it overlaps. In this way, there is more schach kosher than schach pasul. The Gemara proceeds to clarify that which the Mishnah said, that the sides of a bed are not valid as schach. The Gemara first assumes that aruches hamita are schach kosher mideraisa because they are not mekabel toma, because only the complete bed is a kli, but not the parts by themselves. However, they are schach pasal mideraisa because they come from a kli which is a mekabel toma. This interpretation would support Rabbi Amid bar Tavyumi, who said, schacha bibloi kelim psula. You cannot use worn-out scraps of clothing to cover your sukkah. As the Gemara on the next daf explains, these are small scraps of less than 3x3 finger breadths, which are not mekabel tumah because they have no use, but come from a garment which was mekabel tumah. The Gemara refutes this proof, because the sides of the bed are usable by themselves, and therefore are a kli and mekabel tumah, and schach posel mideraisa. They can be used arucha v'shtei karayim, b'ktzar v'shtei karayim, a long side with two legs, or a short side with two legs. Lemas mechinu aguda v'lemesav alayu, to lean them against the wall with two sticks, or mishta ashli, to weave ropes between the sides of the bed and the wall.